about to lose his temper, you tell him just... You don't want to lose a temper trying to get him to go. Mm-hmm. And some of these things, so I say there's a fire in the building and you're trying to tell them to what, so they could all get out at once. What do you tell them?
Be calm.
You just say keep calm or something like that? If you've been working very hard, you say that you're very tired. And if you're very, very tired, you say you were all, what?
Exhausted.
If you're another synonym, like, for exhausted, you'd say, well, I'm just completely... Suddenly they have some disease, you'd say, well, last night
she was okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, she got sick today and it started last Sunday, so last Sunday she,
what?
If she started to get sick then, you'd say,
she was taken suddenly.
Okay. If she was sick but she's going to get better, you'd say, well, she'll be up again by...
They might say, head overworked.
Mm-hmm. And if he had to take medicine for it and was dead for the running nose and all, he what? He did. How would you say that, David? When he went out last night without his sweater on and he, what?
He took
cold. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he's what?
He's worse.
If someone was sick and they didn't recover, you'd say that he, what, didn't have a bad illness.
No. Terminal illness.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't recover, what would you say he, what? How would you say that in a way you might despair people's feelings?